The visual language that articulates the painting of Abyss comes both from general symbolism to communicate the pattern of Abyss that Portia and I have uncovered, as well as includes concrete references to Octavia Butler's archives and the geography that she comes from. And so this painting begins with the layering of a California freeway system. And when we think about what these systems mean in terms of greenhouse gas emissions and the destruction and exploitation of the natural world by humans, this is connected to the kind of raw reality that we face when we are in the abyss, looking at both the violence and being prepared, the violence and harm that our current reality reflects. And many of the stories, particularly Parable of the Sower, that Octavia Butler has written are rooted in this California landscape. On a visual level, these freeway systems also represent multiple opportunities and ways to navigate space. And that becomes more important as the other layers of this painting emerge. And so above this layering of the freeway is a crossroads imagery, where these two crossroads are seeming to intersect back to one place. And in the background there are burning forest fires. And so on the surface level, it seems like in these apocalyptic times that are filled with smoke and destruction, that there are very little avenues for how to navigate the situation that we're in. But as we see in the foreground, this figure emerges. And she is touching the ground, touching the earth, and seeming to tap into what lays beneath what seems to be just two options or two possibilities, and tapping into more possibilities. Also in this painting, as we see arise, is a body of water with lily pads. And lotuses. And these images come from photographs from Octavia Butler's archives. When she traveled to Peru, she documented some natural fauna that resembled these lily pads, and lotuses. And there is a symbolism in that as well. When we think about purity and enlightenment, coming, being kind of encapsulated in the lotus. And I think Octavia Butler wanted to undo some of that in her writing, in her stories, that there is no true purity. There is only the practice of adaptation and shaping reality. Adapting to reality and shaping reality and creating what you can out of what exists. And that ideas of purity are actually really dangerous, because they lead to dogma and they lead to cult personalities. And I think she and or cults, and she definitely warned against that kind of dogmatic and fundamentalist way of thinking and acting. And so there is this body of water in between these roadways that both speak to possible deeper knowing and learning, and also perhaps are a warning to what a one-sided and linear path can bring us to. We also see the succulents in this. Some of them are emitting blood or are kind of breaking through the concrete and showing the challenges of how to even see beyond what exists on the surface level, on the level of the concrete. And so, yeah, this piece is really about being with the destruction while not being of it, and being prepared but also grounded, not being carried away and swept up in what seems to be inevitable loss. And I think Lauren Olamina, the protagonist of Parable of the Sower, really embodies this balance of being profoundly prepared and awake to what exists around her, and the terror and the horror of what that is, while not succumbing to it and creating new pathways that might not be fully seen, to move within that in a way that doesn't lead to complete annihilation or complete destruction of the spirit.